بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Last week we discussed the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الرقيب. When we call out to Allah تبارك وتعالى, we say, يا رقيب, يا كريم, يا حليم. And as we mentioned last week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the caretaker, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the overseer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what the hearts conceal. Jo tu karta hai, chupke se, ahle jaha se, dekhta hai tujhko, koi asman se. Hakim sahab would say, that what you do secretly, hiding from the people of the world, the one in the sky is still looking at you. Ahle jaha se, people of the world, that we are hiding from them, they cannot see us, but the one in the sky, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is completely informed, is ar-raqib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guarding, Allah is looking, Allah is overseeing. In regards to this, I thought it will be pertinent, this one beautiful kitab of our Dada Shaykh and our Shaykh also, in regards to controlling our glances and gazes, which has become a plague right now, epidemic level we say, that who's not involved in, what do you say, eye abuse. Abusing the eye, what Allah Ta'ala gave the eyes for, to look at His Jamal and His beauty, not to look at the beauty of the haram things and then say, Astaghfirullah. See how she's dressed. A'uzu billah. That's not the correct thing. Is it one of Masyula Khan Sahib Rahimullah used to say that a person can make the dhikr of Allah for 40 years without missing one day. Without missing one day, the dhikr of Allah. And then he would say, just one evil glance can remove the nur of 40 years. Allah Ta'ala save us. That was that zamana. As Hazrat saw us in this zamana, how freely available it is and how rife it is. Then I think he will give us some discount a little bit. That's 40 years zikr. Give us at least half. But ya Allah, what a test has become now to control the eyes. And we don't regard this to be a guna and sin. Sometime in the shop, in the offices, sometimes we're just going shopping. And we're just looking at the teller, cashier. You might say also, but she's not so attractive, so nothing really. But it still affects the heart. The poisonous arrow of shaitan, an-nazru, the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, an-nazru sihamun min sihami iblis al-masmum. That this nazar and this glance, the poisonous arrow from shaitan iblis that goes directly to your heart. It's poisonous. It destroys everything in the heart. This bad nazri, call it bad nazri. Evil glances. So now it's become so epidemic and it becomes so common that we don't regard it as anything. Whether it be my cousin's sister, she's still your cousin, not your sister. But looking at her, smiling at her, sometimes the uncle's wife also, Mamaji's wife, or they call Kaka, Chacha, Chacha's wife. Now when you speak, they see people say, but you're breaking up the family. Breaking up the family, opposite of breaking is what? Making up and having muhabbat. But there's no muhabbat with uncle's wife. Muhabbat is with your own auntie, with your own kala, with your own father's sister. Ghair mahram is ghair mahram. Allah Ta'ala knows best what is good for us. So we have to comply. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala ra'si wal ayn, ya Allah, upon our heads and our eyes, we accept your command. Whatever your command is, ya Allah, we accept it. Many people say like this, we break in the family. But keeping the family together is with the command of Allah. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we cannot break the command of Allah. لا تاعت لمخلوق لمعصية الخالق. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, there's no obedience at all to the creation. There's no obedience to the creation in disobeying the creator. I'm going to break the command of Allah and obey the makhluk and the creation. Qiyamah's day, that creation is going to hold my hand and say, come, I intercede for you by Allah. The same makhluk who I did it for is going to run away from me. I don't want to see you today. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala in detail explains, فَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. That Allah Ta'ala promised you, but you broke the promise of Allah. And then, Shaitan will tell you, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Say, don't blame me, blame yourself. I didn't force you to do anything. I didn't put a gun to your head. And then hadith of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, حَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي رَدَّهُ إِلَى الْوَسَاوِسِ إِرَدَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَى الْوَسَاوِسِ. And all praise due to Allah Ta'ala that reduced the plots of shaitan to a mere whispering. Allah reduced the plot. What a big plot shaitan makes to deceive us, to beguile us, to seduce us, to entice us. Way and way he makes different plans and plots. And he plans everything in front of us. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam praised Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala made all these plots of shaitan merely a whispering only. Allah Pak hasn't given him physical power over you, that now he can make you do it. So we can't blame shaitan for everything. Shaitan made me do it. Shaitan got me angry. He didn't come put a gun, double barrel to your head, and say, now I'm going to blow your guts if you don't become angry. No, you must pick up your guts and say, I'm gutsy enough not to get angry. So we can't blame shaitan for everything that is pushing me to the limit. It's not shaitan. We have wazaib to read. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Amantu billahi wa rasuli. I believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not in shaitan, the plots of shaitan. He can't break Allah ta'ala's name supreme. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala break everything. This is a beautiful kitab. Unfortunately, we don't have the hard copy. Therefore, we have to read from the screen, which is not the norm. But we'll just read a few lines from this kitab to understand that when it comes to this nazar and glance, and not only for the men, for the women also, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this one command of lowering the gaze, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, usually you'll find in Quran, Allah ta'ala uses the male wording in Quran. Other ayat you'll find many a times Allah ta'ala uses about the men only, but the women included. But this one command of Allah, Allah separated it completely. Say to the believing men that they should lower their gazes and protect the private parts. Then the next ayat, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and say, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the believing women, يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ, and lower their gazes. And how beautifully Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain also, our Shaykh also says, they say to the believing men, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. This min, the Arabic students will know, refers to min tabi'idhiyya. Then lower some of your gazes. Not all. Lower some of, where you must look up, you must look up. Look at your parents, get the reward of Hajj. Look at the wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create muhabbat between you. Look at the children. Then you can look how much you want to. But nowadays, as Hazrat says now, you're putting the right indicator on, but the left light is going on. Look at my wife, my gaze is going somewhere else. Wife is next to me, but I'm looking review mirror. He says, now the wiring is gone off. The wiring of the brain is gone off. Where I'm supposed to be looking, there I don't want to look at. I want to look at other things, haram things. So Hazrat explains over here, in this age, the temptation of beardless youth is more harmful than the temptation of women with the people of piety. What you call amrad. One is now the fitna of women, and Hazrat told us that time, the fitna of young boys. Amr, what you call them? Amrad, beardless youth, to stay far from them. Is more detrimental for the people of piety, the religious ones, and those studying the path of tasawwuf. Shaitan involves the nafs, the inner self, quickly in this temptation because the apparent hindrances are less. It's easier to get access to younger boys. He makes one guilty of casting. He makes one guilty of casting evil glances of ghair mahram women. That I know it's haram to look at them, but when it comes to younger boys, there's some riwayats say also, when you come to younger boys near the age of bulugh, we call them murahiq, near the age of becoming baligh, there's a certain chamak and a shine of the face, they say like the hurs of jannat, so to say. So they say, therefore you should lower your gazes, don't carry on looking at them. And we as fathers should be careful also in the masjid. Sometimes you find some old motas, old uncles, sometimes you play with the young boys. When they take hold their hand, make them sit next to them, sometimes pull their cheeks, they should be careful. We should also warn our sons, don't be alone anybody. That's why we always say, if we got young sons, we're taking them to the masjid, they read namaz next to us. Sunnahs be next to me. There's no use, I'm reading all my nawafil and the boy is playing in the back. He must stand next to me. He must become habitual and have the habit of performing his sunnahs and nakhil. But now he's sitting by this uncle and that uncle. Yes, have muhabbat is there, but we should be careful also. Then Hazrat explained the statement of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hakim al-Ummah Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, he says, the harms and calamities caused by having any kind of relationship with ghair mahram women, ghair mahram, those women who you can marry, these are ghair mahram women. Brother says, the harms and calamities caused by having any kind of relationship, whether it be a business relationship also, secretary, Hazrat says, don't even keep them as secretaries also. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, keep a meal. But now, she needs a job also. Take out sadqa, take out every month. Pay for her rent if you have to, via your wife, not directly. If via a mahram also, via one of your wife or daughter or somebody, but you don't have direct contact. Because you know shaitan, when it comes to his plot and his schemes, how he can deceive us. So Hazrat says the harms and calamities caused by having any kind of relationship with ghayr mahram women or handsome youth, whether by looking at them, speaking to them, to soothe oneself, to soothe oneself. I just like talking to this young boy. I give him a lift home. I like to sit in his company. I like him to be close to me. Then be careful. Then be careful. Also when it comes to musturat and women, now he also, you might say, but Muftisab, we got a, what do you call it, pool, what pool do you call it? Carpool. Carpool, now we pick up every morning, what must do now? Oh, boy. You ask Allah Ta'ala to make a plan for you. At least you know it's not right, it's haram. It's to have her in the car with you, one woman amongst ghayr mahram, not permissible. There's no barakat in that. Your iman is going to be affected, no matter what it may be. So whether by looking at them, speaking to them to soothe oneself, or sitting by them in solitude, or by beautifying one's clothes to place them, to please them, or to speak gently with them, are so serious that I cannot pin them down, as Tali says. I can't even write it down. What it will do to your iman and your taqwa. And Hazrat says, we found in the history of man that the evil effect of these evil glances and company with human and young boys who you are inclined towards, he said, we found this to be the reason for the kalima to be stuck in a person's throat at the time of mort. It's not coming out. Because the eyes were stuck there. The mind got stuck over there. The heart got stuck over there. Kalima got stuck. And the kalima can't come out. Understand, Hazrat says again, he says, sitting by them in solitude, or by beautifying one's clothes to please them. My person, man wants to dress up now because he's going to a function, or he's going to the office because there are other ladies over there. So he's dressing now to please them. He's putting that perfume also to attract them. All this is haram. What? I can understand already his mind is caught because of these women. Then Hazrat says, love affairs are divine punishment. Inna lillah. Love affairs are divine punishment. And Allah wants to punish you because you're not taking care of your eyes and you get involved in this, your entire life is upside down. Love affairs are divine punishment, just as a person will be restless in hell. La yamutu fiha wa la yahya. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran that in the fire of Jahannam, man will neither die nor will he live. When he gets involved in love relationships, haram ones, then in this world he's just like that. He's just like a half cut chicken. Can't live, can't die. Go home, they also die now because the family all against him. No sukoon at home. When he goes to that woman also, head not working. Doesn't know what to do. He's between death and living. But there's no life for him. Similarly, after casting evil glances, a person becomes involved in love affairs and becomes uneasy. His life becomes like this. He realizes I'm losing years like this. Got a halal wife. I got a family. But because of my eyes, I have uneasiness in my life. He's completely deprived of a peaceful sleep. Both his worldly and religious life are destroyed completely. Just because of the eyes only. This is not affecting only the businessmen and those in offices or those in companies and firms. Isn't it even affecting the talib ilm, the students of deen and the ulama also? Because it's so common everywhere. Just come out from the masjid, Hazrat leave the masjid in the masjid now, the cell phone. It's all over there. And then when he gets caught, what he say, pop up. What is popping up? Allah jane. But he says it was a pop up on the screen. Which side are you going to that there's a pop up over there now? You know, it's a virus. It's a virus in your heart. Wasn't the virus that caught the hard drive? Your hard drive got corrupted. You got corrupted. So now you got a virus. Now to clean the virus out, how many people in the world don't even understand? Unfortunately, we find when you're traveling also, when you're checking in the bags, and how they talk up that, whatever you call her there now, they're checking you in. She's checking you in and you're checking her out. Na'uzubillah. She's checking you in because now you want to upgrade, or you're downgrading your taqwa and iman. Now you're going to smile at her. Please make a plan. Looking at directly in her face also. Right? You overweight now, you're in or you're overweight. وَلَا تَزِرُوا وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى Allah Baq says, on the day of Qiyamah, nobody's going to carry your overweight. Your burden, you have to carry it yourself. You have to carry your burden, your overweight yourself on the day of Qiyamah. Now you few kilos, now you know, make pally with her. Just tune up a little bit. Hey, give us a break. A few kilos only. Now he's smiling at her. And even worse than that, the wife is next to you. She doesn't have the sensitivity also, seeing you chatting up this woman. She should feel some ghairat. My husband is talking to this lady. How can you talk to her? Whether she talks to the lady. I'm going to check in, tell the wife, you take the passport and go, you check us in. I'll stand behind you. You need me, I'm here. If it's a male, then you go forward. So like this, you save your taqwa. As I mentioned to us also, sometimes we have to interact with them. He says, put your head down. Put your head down and you can talk to her. You don't have to look at her face. I should understand this man has some honor. He's giving me some respect. First of all, first they might think otherwise, you don't look at me. But when they realize that actually I'm giving you respect, because you belong, you're somebody's daughter you are. You're somebody's wife you are. You belong to somebody. So my eyes are only for my wife. Well, this type of illness and Ruhani spiritual illness is afflicting everybody right now. This illness of the eyes, and we take it to be so light right now. As I mentioned, when you're checking in, and then when you're now on the aeroplane also, there now you're calling, Hazrat says, you got no taqaza, but he's pressing the button only, calling the steward, pressing the button. Here, one more can, please, one more can, please, one more can. Can I have this, have some nuts? She's driving him nuts, and he's getting canned also. But now he's carrying on calling her. He says, no, calm. This is la yamutu fiha wa la yahya. He can't sleep on the plane and he can't stay awake also. He can't sleep and he can't stay awake. Now what he's going to get out of it? 8 hours he wasted of his life. 8 hours. He's not going to get any phone number. And he gets phone number also, what he's going to do? It's all just a bimari, illness. And then he'll go to the back. Then he'll chat them up and then talk to them. Charming. He's found the place so many times. And what he got out of it? In that time, so much durood sharif, so much istighfar. You attempt to make istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala to protect you. Muster up the courage. Say, Allah, protect me from this haram. Take out your Quran sharif. Got it on the phone if you have to, as a last resort. Read a few lines of Quran sharif. Once you start the dhikr of Allah, the shaitan removes his snout. They describe in the hadith also, the shaitan sits behind the heart with his snout, there's poison in there. When he finds the heart is void of the remembrance of Allah, then he sticks his snout into the heart and releases the poison. Once you start the dhikr of Allah, then quickly he withdraws and he flees. That's why we say in the marketplace you're going, if you can't keep your concentration, maybe start Yasin Sharif. Read Yasin a little bit loudly to yourself, now in the remembrance of Allah. Even you read 2-3 pages also, that will now deter the heart. It will take it away from the haram temptation. Then Hazrat says, eventually, so both the worldly life and religious lives are destroyed. Eventually, he is admitted to the mental asylum. He really goes so mad, he goes into a mental asylum. Today, 90% of the mental hospital patients are those who became insane after watching videos, films and television and reading novels. Whole mind got warped upside down. How many of them right now are mental cases, but they don't even know, because it becomes so common, these mental cases now. They don't even know, really. If you don't have iman and taqwa, don't realize you're doing haram, you're a mental case. Because your head isn't working properly. As I said, either now, you're going to be 2 bob short or 2 bob extra. You know it's 2 bob. Either you're 20 cent more or 20 cent less. Or as I said, either the screw is too tight or the screw is too loose. But you don't realize it. And that person who has his illness, he thinks that guy is a little bit screwy. He's a little bit short. Not realizing he's short. That his mind is not working properly, but he thinks, like, how the person can't hear. Right? He speaks loudly. Why? He thinks you can't hear. But in reality, he can't hear. So he's speaking loudly. So he's in the same way. You got the illness now, and you look at that person now, he said, I'm okay. Something wrong with him. Like that, as I say, the one person was laughing at that person who was wiping his nose. He's laughing at him, hey, you got a flu. But himself, you got cancer. But he's laughing at the one that has a flu. He says, that's how we are. We so ill ourselves. Mentally, we deranged also, can't even think straight. And as it says to you, find unfortunately amongst the kuffar, happening to us also nowadays. He says, you've got 20, 30 construction workers on a construction site. And we all are working. It just takes one female to pass by and tools down. All the heads are turning. And what was sounds like, psst, psst, but what happened? All tools down, nobody's doing any work. Just one. See how shaitan decrees, sir. How shaitan decrees, sir, and pulls all those eyes. Pulls all those eyes, and then you, the construction manager, or part of the, what are you looking at? Then you start looking also. Oh, you're looking at that. But then your eyes get caught also. So how to be so careful when it regards to the eyes only? When it comes to mental asylum, Hazrat gave an ajeeb example. He says that a person went to the asylum also, went to see some patients, and they had them locked up in rooms, full white room. They have one bed in the center, small glass in the door there. So he took somebody. He went to visit there. So whoever the warden was took him to see the patients, went to the first one. He looks through the window, sees a person sitting in the corner of that room, like a real bichara, miskeen, faqir. And he's calling out, Fatima, Fatima, Fatima. His own world. So this person asks the warden, what's wrong with him? He says he's supposed to marry Fatima, but she got married to somebody else. So he went mad, lost his mind. Inna lillahi. Went to the next room, he sees that other person sitting on the bed, and he's shouting like an animal, What happened to him? So he married Fatima. So inna lillahi. Both of them landed up over here. This is what will happen. When the head is not right, you don't realize how mad you gone also. Hazrat says, you wear a khanka topi, beard, and kurta, but you act like a mental case at home. Why? Because the eyes are not controlled. When you went home, you went home with the poison. When all the haram poison, you went back home looking the whole day. Now they must surat also on the road. What they looking at also? Now we can imagine the house is full of poison. They were not making ta'aleem. The children are coming. Then the wife getting angry with the children also. Why? Because she brought in the bad air into the house. He brought in the bad air into the house. He brought in the bad air into the house. And then we find all this happening in the house. There's a war in the house. Students of deen also. The ustaz getting angry. Work is not done. What's happening? Because the eyes are not protected. After casting evil glances and having a love of hair, if the consequence is the act of sin, then both the participants become eternally despised. They will not even be able to look each other in the eye, just as a kind father wants his son to live a life of respect and not be involved in any despicable sin. Father doesn't want the son to get involved in haram things. Whether it be a girl, whether it be a boy also. Father doesn't want the person, his son to get involved in such a thing. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's limitless mercy also requires that his servants do not become immersed in any despised act and disgrace themselves. Just like how you're sensitive about your own children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also sensitive about his slaves. They don't do that. They say, ghibat is haram, Hazrat says. Ghibat is haram, we know it's haram. Say, why is haram? One illat, one reason, hikmat, ulama, take out. Why ghibat is haram? Because every single makhluk belongs to Allah. Allah says, don't speak about my makhluk. He or she belongs to me still. You have no right to speak about my banda, my bandi. But we take it to be light. What is a kafir also? Yes, a person now is involved in some activity that now will harm others. Then this permission when to speak, when to make ghibat, so to say, not ghibat, when to expose the person. That Allah Ta'ala says, everyone belongs to me. You have no right to think yourself better than the next one and speak bad about them. He or she still belongs to me. So Allah Ta'ala says, that yuhibbu ahadukum, that any of you like that you eat lahma akhihi maitan, that you like to eat the carrion, the meat of your dead brother. Nobody likes it. That's what you're doing right now. And you're enjoying yourself about it. So this is haram. In the same way, when it comes to this type of haram affairs, that Allah Ta'ala says, all belong to me. You gonna, just like how you don't want your son to get involved in it, in the same way Allah Ta'ala despises that you get involved in it. They should live a life of piety, respect, be satisfied with halal, and be patient in abstaining from haram. That to some people they say, when it comes nowadays, it's so common, before to even utter these words, where we have man and man together, lady and lady together, was the thing that we couldn't even say those words anymore. That's become so common. They made it common now. All right? These things have become so common right now that for them, this, you know, is totally despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and brings disgrace to a person completely. So a person now says, we find these arguments people give nowadays, but I suppose to be a girl but stuck in a boy's body. Where he got that theory from now, there you can understand the mental state of this youngster. That's why I say it's a mental case already. Now I need to go through a certain change, become a girl now. But he is born a boy. Why? He have inclinations to become like a girl. Now he's speaking like a girl, talking. He has a, brother says this is a bimari. Just like how to be attracted to the opposite gender is haram. It is haram. To be attracted to the same gender is equally haram. So that one they don't say is an illness. Right? That one they, we take it to be haram. And here now to be attracted to the same gender is also an illness. We take it to be a norm. Is that normal? This, and the other says to when it comes to be attracted to the opposite gender, what Sharia says, you gotta fight it. You gotta fight that craving. So in the same way to be attracted to the same gender, you gotta fight it. Not to say, make it normal. That now I feel I'm a girl, so now I gotta do a gender change and become like a girl. No, you gotta fight that feeling. It's a haram feeling, you can't make it normal. Just like how now to be attracted to the opposite gender is haram, and you gotta fight it. You also, you gotta fight it. The people of this world cool their eyes with worldly pleasures. The people of this world cool their eyes with worldly pleasures, while the special slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cool their eyes with Allah's worship and dhikr. Yeah, the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, ya Allah. Give me the coolness of my eyes, just like how you've given the people of dunya they enjoy. Give me your deen, ya Allah, and your muhabbat that I enjoy that. That I enjoy that more than what they are enjoying. This coolness is everlasting. The coolness of dhikr and ibadat is everlasting. The worldly coolness is enveloped by thousands of calamities. حُجِبَتْ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said openly, حُجِبَتْ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ That when it comes to the fire of Jahannam is surrounded and is covered with carnal desires. Is covered with carnal desires. Get involved in it and Jahannam is your lot. That is where you have your plot also. In fire of Jahannam. And when it comes to Jannah, حُجِبَتْ بِالْمَكَارِهِ Allah Ta'ala says that Jannat is covered with difficulties. So you'll have to go on the difficulty of the heart. There'll have to be some sacrifice, some pressure on the heart has to come there till your entire dunya is shaken up. Then on that Allah Ta'ala will give you sweetness of Iman. Hazrat says that after the worldly coolness is enveloped by thousands of calamities, and it is temporary, in this regard I have mentioned two couplets. دُشْمَنُوْ كُوْ عَيْشَ عَابُ وَقِلْدِيَا دُوَسْتُوْ كُوْ أَبْنَا دَرْدِ دِلْدِيَا Subhanallah. What a beautiful Shaykh this is. He said, Dushmano ku aisha ab wa gil diya, dosu ku apna dard dil diya. Hazrat says, Allah gave the enemies the enjoyment of water and sand. Allah Ta'ala gave the enemies the enjoyment of water and sand. What does it mean? They want to build big, big places, big, big buildings and palaces and enjoy their lives, build up their dunya. All is water and sand. They say, what is buildings? It's just sand now they put upright. And one day he's going to go back to the sand. But when it comes to Iman and Taqwa, Quran and Dhikr and the love of Allah, this transcending now. That to the Arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave the enemies the enjoyment of water and sand, while He gave His friends the pain of the heart. He gave them the pain of the heart, His muhabbat and His love. The Ali would say also, Radhitu bil Radina qismat al-jabbari fina. Radina qismat al-jabbari fina lana ilmu ulil juhali malu. It will say that we are absolutely happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us ilm, lana ilmu. And the ignorant ones, He gave them wealth. They're counting their wealth, we're counting our masail. They're counting ahadith, we're counting Quranic ayat, we're counting paras. He says that those that are unaware of it, they're counting money. And that money is giving them stress and anxiety also. That the more they have, the more anxious they are now. Now we've got to maintain it. And when it comes to ilm and knowledge, ya Allah, that we're just enjoying the qismat and distribution. Then Hazrat says, Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili, mushko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili, mushko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. They found a storm even on the shore. People of dunya, they found a storm. Even on the shore, they were sitting there relaxing, but there too there was a storm. Something with the, and we find the kuffar sitting on the beach or the shore, wife next to him is looking somewhere else. Commonly, it happens like that. Because you know, sharam and ayah. So they also, there's a storm raging right now. And Mujku, Hazrat says, while Allah Ta'ala gave me the shore even during storms. Allah Ta'ala gave me the shore even during storm. The storm was breaking out, but my heart was absolutely itminan with Allah. Wherever it was be, wherever I was, whether in the plane, whether in the train, whether I'm making safar somewhere, I'm going somewhere right now, this storm of haram thing is taking place, but alhamdulillah, I found the show of Allah's muhabbat. That I can just navigate through, ya alhamdulillah, with my taqwa and iman, the tawfiq of Allah, and I won't get bitten, like how they say, the honey farmer. The honey farmer, how he extracts the honey, he doesn't get bitten or stung. But he gets the honey. But the friends of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, wherever they go, they'll get the honey of Allah's muhabbat, but they won't get stung by dunya. They say when you go khususi mulaqat also, the path of Allah, khususi mulaqat, sometimes they say, I go to certain person's house, very wealthy person, they say, go, but don't get stung. Don't get stung by his dunya. I go into his office also, mashallah, I got a boardroom. So the boardroom, don't get influenced. Go and get the days out of him. Take him out from there. You don't go there and get stung now. I said, ask him how's business. And how some contacts, take his phone number down. No, you want your name and you want your passport. We want naqat tashkil, cash tashkil, go to go in the path of Allah. Khwaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, dal kar un par nigahe shok ko jaan aafat mein na dali jayegi. By glancing at them with desire, by glancing at haram women with desire, don't put your life into calamity. Don't put your life into calamity. You're going to have a problem sooner or later. The heart will get corrupted. Husne fani par agar tu jayega, ye munakkash saam pe das khayega. Ajeeb Hazrat, how they understood this haram and the effects of it. The husne fani, if you go after temporary beauty refers to the haram women. This temporary, is that always going to be there? The Kim Sahib would say, understand, what you're looking at in reality, in few years time, there be no teeth, the cheeks will go in, the eyes become bloodshot, and the ugliness will be there, and the reality you are running behind is just now, he says, poo, where the goo and the poo is coming out from. That's what you're running after. That is the reality. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has given you hur, you have a wife at home reading Quran, making dhikr, making your khidmat, but now you're running behind the secretary, you got an assistant there in the office over there, now you're looking at her. There's nothing there. There's nothing for you, just ugliness only. Hazrat says, if you go after temporary beauty, and that to others say, we don't even call it beauty also. It's all this made up with makeup. If you take it out, like Hazrat gives a name. One scenario also, when it comes to Western culture, Western life, what a fake life it is. What a fake life. Unfortunately, the Muslim Ummah is falling for it also. Now, fathers also, mothers also, when it comes to children getting married, no, the boy must come first time, but come second time, third time, meet at the coffee shop. I don't know how the coffee now is, you know, get them married together, but they've got to meet, and they've got to chat, they've got to get to know one another. All these haram activities. Poison for the heart. Even that girl has to marry another man. She has to marry, but she still remember the coffee she had with that man. The poison is slowly coming in the heart. He'll still remember also. Although he's married. Then the time will come when they're having a fight, he'll think, she'll marry that woman. Right? That cup of coffee was more sweeter than this one over here. All the haram thoughts will come in his mind after that. There's no place in deen for this. There's no place in deen for all the haram activities. Let's say, ask ulama and karam, boys coming to see my daughter, whether they should talk or don't talk, right? And how to see them. Now we're hearing people, social media, what they say, that the girl feels belittled. The boy came to see me and just proposed, we don't even know one another. What Sharia says? You just have to see the girl. As you mentioned, that you're going to see her, you're going to talk to her. Hazrat says they'll do courting, and 10 years time they're back into court again. And they're filing papers against one another. What happened? All the courting you all did, right? You went to food court and fountain court and everywhere. What happened? You got caught after that in the trap of shaitan. Now you got papers sitting in court. Can't live with this man anymore. And I can't live with this woman anymore. What happened? All the courting. Halal. Allah knows what's best for us. But already we have bad thoughts of Allah. If we do it the right way, it's going to be bad. Do it the wrong way, it's going to come out right. Now we can understand the mental cases. But you see, everybody is fine. That's why, as I mentioned, Junayd Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, once he went out, 12 o'clock midday, broad daylight, he went with his lantern and he's walking around. Somebody said, Junayd, what happened to you? Broad daylight, your lantern? Say, I'm looking in the jungle for some insan and human being. All you can see animals over here. They say, what you mean? He said, look at the people. They can't control their eyes, their passions, their thoughts. Where's the insan? Where's the human beings that think correctly, that we are slaves of Allah, think like the lovers of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala? This is not even beauty. Hazrat says, what beauty we don't even know anymore. But everything is fake right now. Everything is just done up, dolled up. Even our houses, Hazrat says, people go to Dubai. go Dubai to buy till they drop. Then he says, what is Dubai about? It's all dolled up. It's behind that Kutchi Int. Behind the big, big building is just now unbaked brick in the foundation. Is all kachra over there. All dirt they throw in there. Just make it a skyscraper, put some glass, some mirrors, make it look nice. But reality behind it is all dirt. And the amount of zulam that takes place upon the workers that built it. Where's the barakat in there? So we can imagine the darkness upon darkness upon darkness. And we're paying so much to go there and to go there, dying for it. Have to go there. Everything's happening over there. Where we should go in the path of Allah. Spend our time correctly. Where there's nur, where there's taqwa, where there's iman. But the mental mind cannot even fathom anymore, really. Where's the nur? They can't see the nur anymore. Hazrat says, now they want to court. Sometime 4 years, 5 years. As a youngster, how long you know this girl? No, we're chatting for about 2-3 years now. Now we're going to, as I say, now we're going to make it halal. Like some qurbani. As I say, now you make some qurbani. Now qurbani, you're going to cut meat. He says, now make it halal now. 2-3 years like this. Is it our lifestyle? This is kuffar lifestyle. As I say, this is what they're doing now. They're both in the corporate world. They're going out for 10 years, 15 years. Now he's almost 40, 45. She's 40 also. Let's get married now. Let's get married now. Now you both can afford a smart apartment and we can run a house and we can do this and we can do that. As I say, now they got married finally after so many years. All of a sudden they'll be going out, all just made up and makeup. No reality. Brother says, now they got married the first night. Hazrat says, first night is not X-rated now. It's censored. We're giving you all first night. Now they got together. Now they came into the bedroom. So husband says, please excuse me. She says, also you please excuse me. So he left the room. She left the room. Dressed up, undressed, whatever came in. The husband came in, walking on one leg and a crutch. He says, who's your other leg? He said, what do you call it? Prosthetic. Prosthetic. Car racing, I lost my leg. He says, oh, I never knew that. And then, where's your hair? I had a wig. I lost my hair some years ago. That time, the Turkish treatment wasn't around. So, I lost my hair. I said, I thought you had smart hair. No hair also. Then, and where's your front teeth? He said, no, that's why I lost it also. I had a problem a little bit. So, now, he said, what happened now? You panel beated. And then, he sees her. As I say, now he comes, he sees the wife sitting there on the bed now. He said, I thought you were a brunette or blonde. What happened to you now? Just a few strands of face. And no, I've got certain illness also, eczema over here and there. I never thought that. Now all the makeup is out. Now he said, somebody else, Mary, what happened to you? I said, he's shocked. And where's the green eyes? You know, it was contact lens. He said, Pakriyo. He thought, now manjari che. But there was no manjari. He said, she's normal. And he said, no, this everything. Plastic surgery and here and there. Brother says, he's 45, she's 40. You got two scraps in the scrap yard. What are they going to do? They already passed expiry date. That is the direction the Ummah is going towards. This is the direction the Ummah is going towards because of the secular education. The secular education is finishing their minds, mental case. Do you know the right time to get married? Before, one doctor mentioned to me that the boys used to become baligh by age 14, 15. Late in life. Hearts were clean. Minds were clean. All they knew about riding a bicycle, playing a little bit of soccer, keeping foot, playing some cricket. That to play. It was a serious game. It was for play. Playing on the road every night. Right? Playing on the road was fun. Playing with cousins, playing with friends, finished. Now it's serious now. He said that's what they were doing. The girls also were playing dollhouse and all these things over here. They were cooking and baking and doing things. They were helping in the kitchen. He said they got baligh late in life, by 14, 15, and they got married by 20. So the fitna and the test of the youth was only maximum 5 years. Only 5 years. Now they're becoming baligh at 12 and 13. 13 were the boys. The girls are also younger than that. And what they say, no, can't get married till 23, 24, 25. In that 10 years, what they're getting exposed to is destroying the rest of their life. Destroying the rest of their life. They're just at 10 years what they're being, have you know it? That 10 years makes the rest of your life or destroys your life. He says, this way we have become clever. The whole secular, I'm not ready for marriage still. The girls also, not ready yet. 20, 22, 23. Those that want to get married, Allah Pak open the way for them. But how many want to do this, want to do that? You see, the fitnas that are happening in the 10 years of their life is destroying their life. Destroying it for the next 40 years of their marriage because they've got this old baggage they're carrying with them. And it keeps coming front. Keeps coming front. Allah Ta'ala save the ummah. So husne fani, perhaps if you go after temporary beauty, it is a beautified snake that can sting you. That haram beauty you're going, so-called beauty, not even beautiful, that you're going after, in reality is a snake that's going to sting you. It's going to finish your life. It's going to finish your marriage. It's going to finish your future. It's going to finish your studies also. It'll take your whole mind away completely. Allah Pak has given us a window period for the ummah. When the time the boy, the girl now becomes near bulugh, till the age 20, 25, there's a time now to take your deen for life. Understand this, my dear brothers. For our children also, that's the time for us to give them deen. If we don't give it that time, understand, we're not going to give them a full dose of deen at that age, it's not going to come again. It's not coming again. It's gone, it's gone, it's gone. Dunya, we can start at 25, 35, 45, 55. Well, dunya is still waiting. Dunya is not going. Darul Uloom is not going to wait for your son and your daughter. The Hibs is not going to wait for my son. Now is the time to give it to them for the rest of their life. What are you giving them that time? Full dose of dunya. At the cost of their deen. Now when things hit him after 40, now when it come right, then he realizes so many years my ghusl wasn't right. So many years my taharul, so many years my namaz, now I got 20 years qaza. Why you didn't do it that time? Now you look with regrets. Whose fault? Parents' fault. Parents' fault. They got them in love with these things. This is why this is the period of time to push them into deep, but don't be afraid of what they're going to eat. What's going to happen to them? Allah will give you so much, generations will eat. As you mentioned, how many of us now, how many of us that came out in a way that we, our fathers gave us 5 million in the bank? I said, hardly. Illa mashallah, some family business father, most of the brothers that came up, Allah Ta'ala opened the way for them. They got married. How many of wife will say, my barakat, he got rich. Alhamdulillah. My barakat, after he married me, things opened up. Yes, Allah promised that. إِيَّكُونُ فَقَرَىٰ يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَنْكِحُ الْآيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَصَالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala said, get married. إِيَّكُونُ فَقَرَىٰ, if they are fuqara and the poor, يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah will make them independent from His grace. Allah will give them. Allah's system is against the secular system. Allah says, have more children, more barakat will come in the house. What we say? No. Ham do hamare do. We two on a pigeon pay, girl and boy finish, dukaan band. And get old gracefully, not gracefully. Then you see nobody left at home. Just two of us. Son is gone, daughter is gone. Nobody is around. Nobody is around. Like one brother told me, he's a plumber. He said, one old man staying with an old lady. He said, all the children are gone. I don't know how many he had, but all are gone, nothing to do, and he's got this strike type of gate. I think when he presses a button, the gate opens. What's it called? Strike. He said, every month or every 2 months, he'll phone me. He's a plumber, my gate not working. Old man. Please come fix it up. He said, I'm a plumber, but I go. He said, what happened? The grandchildren came and put the plug off. Grandchildren came and put the plug off. So I just want to go there and put the plug on and give me 200 rand. He said, no, for your time and you came and did me a favor. Old man, can't even call the children to do that. Can't call them, why? All busy. All busy in their lives. He gives them the education, now they're busy. So this is a period of time where the mothers have to understand, the fathers have to understand, if you're not going to give them deen in this time, they're going to be exposed to a high-powered dunya, so to say. Then later on, they say, now, he must do his deen, he must learn. It's not going to happen. We know it's not going to happen. He missed that boat already. Now is the time to grab it. The child has some little inclination on to do hibs. As I said, throw him in there. Let him do it. And those fathers, alhamdulillah, when they put the children there, what they tell the child? You don't worry about anything now. You just carry on. You just carry on. We behind you. You're going to become alim. You're going to become mufti. You're going to do takhassus, specialize also. We are behind you. Don't worry about anything. And how Allah gives the barakat also. How Allah Ta'ala opens the way. And those that are going also into degrees, what do you say? Still never enough. Hazrat told us also that somebody came to an alim and gave him some money, wealthy person. Tumana Yaqub Sabnanuti Rahmatullah. Hazrat said, no, I don't need it. Hazrat, please, for you, man. See, you're a rich man. He said, alhamdulillah, Hazrat, the hadiah for you. He says, you still desire more money. He said, yes, Hazrat. say, better you keep it then. You're a poor man. You're a poor man. He said, I got no desire. I'm already a rich man. He really, do you keep it? Somebody came to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, one of our Akabir also. And he says to Hazrat, Hazrat, this is Hadiya for you. Hazrat, Hadiya for you. He says, I don't accept Hadiya like that. He said, please, Hazrat, 100,000 rupees that time. Hazrat, please take it. Please take it. Please. Made Israr and he compelled Hazrat to take them. He said, I don't want it. Then he got angry. Nawab Sahib he was. Big man. Then he mentioned to Hazrat in a very humiliating way. He said, and he was a Hazrat Murid or something. He said, where you get a Murid that gives you 100,000 rupees to Hazrat Lahad? He said, where you get a Sheikh that rejects it? He said, keep your money. I don't need your 100,000. Allah gave me enough. I got contentment of the heart. What am I going to do with it? Buy more champals? Buy more kurtas? I got nothing to buy. Don't need Rolex. Don't need fancy things. Alhamdulillah. I got contentment. Because you see, namaz time is sufficient. Alhamdulillah. Don't need all these things over here. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. So in this way, you find the friends of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, how they've now disconnected their hearts and how they've got contentment in their hearts. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers, to understand these things. We'll just finish this poem. As I say, if you go after temporary beauty, it is a beautiful snake that can sting you. And lastly, as I say, Mawana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, of Mazahirul Ulum, he was a senior ustaz there in Saharanpur. He was a khalifa of the Thani Rahmatullah Ali. How beautifully he mentioned when he comes to the haram temptations and haram so-called beauties, which are not beautiful actually. He said, Ishqe bota mein asad karte ho fikre rahat. Ishqe bota mein asad karte ho fikre rahat. Dozakh mein dundte ho jannat ki khabgahe. He said, oh Asad, you are concerned about comfort in the love of idols. You're looking for love. You're looking for comfort in the idols. Here refer to these haram women. That you're looking at them now and you're looking for the pleasures of
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعون فإنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم ومن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الله أهمي توبة ثم كفر ثم شرك ثم نفاق hypocrisy ثم بدعات innovations from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sins of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah for jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj. Oh Allah, I enter into the silsila of the chain of the chistiyah
نقشبندية أقادرية هند الصخر وردية أو الله to the market of all the bazaars of all four silsilas except my Toba and my Bi'at as long as thy love grants me an Islamic Imani that just before mort grant me Toba and Masuha sincere Toba grant me death on Imani Kamil and Kalima Shahadat with Afiyat Salamat and Izzat get me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Amen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين أو كريم رحيم الله. وقوى سؤال وسنزم يا الله وسنزم بأيزم يا الله كريفاية وأيزم يا الله كريفاية وحاتم يا الله يا الله ينو يا الله ينو بل يا الله ينو لك يا الله دبيوسف وأيزم يا الله وضح حرام يا من ملوكتهم يا الله O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you only the one that can purify your eyes, O my Allah. Give us the hearts, Ya Allah, Iman and Taqwa, Ya Love and Ya Muhabbat. O my Allah, to use our eyes in the correct manner, to use our hearts in the correct manner. O my Allah, purify them and cleanse them completely. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from bad nazri, O my Allah. O my Allah, even though the heart and the mind wants to, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you become a barrier between our nafs and shaitan and ourselves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can save us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so ill, O my Allah. Our minds have become so mental, O my Allah. Our eyes have become so dark, O my Allah. You don't find nur in Quran tilawat, O my Allah. You don't find sweetness in dhikr, O my Allah, in salah, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us the hearts, Ya Allah, whose eyes that you've given your friends, O my Allah. O my Allah, that when we look at halal, O my Allah, we enjoy, we see your jamal and your beauty, O my Allah. We find your beauty in Quran tilawat, Ya Allah. Looking at the Quran Sharif, kissing the Quran Sharif, O my Allah. In our kitabs, O Kareem Rahim Allah. You look at our parents and our wives and children, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us those eyes, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, then we look at the Baytullah. Ya Allah, we feel your tajalli coming within our hearts, O my Allah. At the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam comes into our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, purify us before we reach you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Purify our hearts and our tongues and our eyes, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, all those involved in haram relationships, O my Allah. With your qudrat, O my Allah, remove them immediately, O my Allah. All those involved in bad nazri, O my Allah. With your qudrat, O my Allah, with power, pull and jazb, O my Allah. O my Allah, who can challenge you, O my Allah? Who's more powerful than you, O my Allah? Ya Allah, pull every one of us out of this haram, O my Allah. Entire ummah of Rasulullah, O my Allah, destroy all his bihaya, modesty in the world. Restore modesty once again, O my Allah. It was a prevalence in the time of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the chastity. Give our women for the chastity. Give the entire ummah of Nabi, alayhi salatu wa sallam. That we purify the environment, O my Allah. The amount of haram, O my Allah, that's around in the environment. O my Allah, you purify and cleanse it. Give us taqwa and iman, O my Allah. Give us the niyat, Ya Allah, to restore this in the world. Accept us and use us, O my Allah, for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save our progenies, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The haram to the vision and all the YouTube and all these channels, O my Allah. Give us pure hands. Give us enjoyment in ibadat, O my Allah. Enjoyment in dhikr, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Take out the illnesses and all the poison and darkness, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your names and your bounties. Reward our mashayikh, the best of rewards for teaching us the lessons of muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, our Sheikh and our Dada Sheikh and all the ulama ikram, oh may Allah make all ijtimaz a great success, oh may Allah unite the ummah upon the haqq of Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin. Tomorrow, Masjid al-Hilal will be a very important program. Alhamdulillah, our elders will be here. All the Grand Jalla Sahib will be down also. Our senior elders in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh will be here. Jamaat will be reaching tomorrow morning. So, from before Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah, there will be a lot of activity in Masjid al-Hilal. But it is a stick of time. These are rare occasions where our elders come once in a year. And they got very old right now. So, tomorrow, spend the day, inshallah. Jumu'ah, come away if we can. We'll teach them Asr Maghrib time. I'm spending the maximum time in the company. Allah Ta'ala open our hearts, make dua. Only by himself is over 90 years old. Maybe more than 60, 70 years right now in the path of Allah. And what lives they have, unlike our lives, they don't worry about servicing the car and water and lights and accounts. They worry about the accountability of the ummah right now. The entire night out, they cry for the ummah. Our Hazrat, our own Shaykh also, subhanAllah, we recently were told also, that whatever is happening in the Ummah with Gaza, whether the Ummah in South Africa. So Hazrat Wada to every night. Every 2-3 hours is awake and crying. Can't sleep at night. Every 2-3 hours. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Restless. They become restless. Allah give us a fraction of them, an iota of it. But they're living with the speaker all the time. Like a person has debts, he can't sleep. When he got debts, he can't sleep. Or he has a speaker, he can't sleep. They have the speaker for the Ummah. Every night it comes out like that. And every day Rosa. Giving Rosa, Ya Allah. The people in Gaza don't have food, how can we eat? Others say we don't have a little bit of fikr or so, we even change our breakfast menu. That too we can't change. Eating 4 slices, eat at least 2 slices now. He said nothing has changed in our life. Nothing has changed. Even breakfast hasn't changed. Our great Akabir, as I mentioned also recently, that it was a time as one of his murids that have you had your breakfast? Jesus, I ate already. Acha, you had that you asked in the Mishraq. No, Hazrat, you didn't have breakfast yet. I'm not talking about your food. I was talking about your spiritual breakfast. Have you read your Yasin? Have you made your zikr? Did you read your Quran? Read your Sharaf? I'm asking you about that. Today, somebody tells me, I said, "Boy, heavy buzzard this guy. You stay far from him. He's a little mental. He's a little mental." When you talk about our diet and nutrition, what do you think of dunya? Whereas now, when it comes to the awliya, they have different stories there, subhanAllah. Whatever they are reaching, Allah Ta'ala give us a little bit of fikr, just hear about their immediate effect. Ya Allah, how are they sleeping at night? 2-3 hours a day a week. Hazrat says, I don't need alarm clock also. The heart is alarm clock. That time Hazrat told us, when he comes Jummah Bayan also, he says, what is the Jummah Bayan? Is the cry of the heart. That is speech. Yes, those that start, they are going to prepare the bayans, but Hazrat was telling us that gush you're making the whole week, and you're meeting saatis, and you're making mulaqats, and you see that person hasn't come to the masjid for 10 years. My brother, he went to Palestine some years ago, but 20 years never came to the Haram. Like people in Makkah, Muharram, many youth like that. He says, that becomes a cry for the week. You add on hadith there, Quran Sharif ayat there, and that becomes your bayan. It's a fikr of the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us that fikr also, inshallah. So tomorrow, as the Shabb Buzari will take place, we know the old workers, Jor, right? It's for the 4 months, ulama ikram. I can't make it, but I can make it tomorrow. This come and sit in the company. With the need, Ya Allah, whatever level this alim is upon of iman and taqwa and closeness to you, Ya Allah, give me also that level. That's how you go sit in the company. Allah Ta'ala give us so quick, inshallah.